Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with Chris Bangalanga, Golden Chin Chai. And I'm here with Dia.
This is so silly. It was wholesome and silly. I like it. I'll be going.
I'm here with Dion, the lone nut nigga.
All right, well, not as wholesome. You really got yourself with those, didn't you?
Because I was looking at all, what can I say about Dion? The lone nut nigga. That sound good. Fucking face hurts. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Y'all stay tuned after the music, and y'all gonna find out why Dion nuts weigh a pound each.
None of these ever happen in the episode. You're supposed to tease the episode. Oh, she's eating liver loaf. Oh, God. Your colonoscopies tomorrow. You can't eat that.
I mean a ham sandwich. She smells like doodle.
We'll be back after the break.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not the same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
I had to get my hair washed, so I was like, let me see if they want. I was trying to podcast while I had my wig on, but you motherfuckers didn't answer in time. So time I unglued my wig.
Somebody, I think that's your natural hair.
This is my hair.
It looks great.
Yeah, but I need to wash this shit. It's itching like nuts, nigga.
We know how that feels.
Yeah, trust me. She has nuts around.
So I'm just trying to
What are you doing with your hair that you needed to wash it?
I have to take care of my real hair, Chris. I got to wash it and deep condition it and then braid it back down so I can wear wigs.
Okay, so you keep it braided all the time and that's how you put the wigs on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I, you know, treat my edges and shit, try to draw my edges back. I'm up here looking like Boo Boo the Fool sometimes. But how you guys been?
Things have been great. I'm tired as fuck because of daylight savings time, though. My kids are a mess.
I thought daylight saving time stopped. It wasn't no more.
No. We went to a birthday party today with 10 5-year-olds, and it was just a disaster. Just crying.
5-year-olds.
Everybody needed a nap. The parents, the kids, the babies.
Oh, what was the alcohol?
There was alcohol there. Everybody was drinking.
I've been to a party with 25 black kids and nobody was crying.
Damn.
It was a lot of set your black ass down.
No, everybody in my circles, in this particular circle, is into gentle parenting, except Reagan and I. We don't do gentle parenting. We're not parenting like maybe you do.
The fuck is gentle parenting?
When you start acting up, let's say Squish started acting up and was throwing a tantrum in public, you'd walk over to them and you'd lean down and you'd say, "Now, honey, are you having some feelings? Okay, let's talk about those feelings." "Oh, I'm sorry you're having a hard day." Not, "What the fuck are you doing? Why are you embarrassing the family? Stop it.
Get the fuck up before you be a flow mat."
Everybody in Reagan's church mom group at church is a gentle parent. She's like, "This is ridiculous." And these kids, they're all bad.
That's some white people shit.
Yeah. No.
No, for sure. Fucking, I wish my mama would come talk to me, talk about express your feelings.
Are you okay?
when you don't pay any of the bills and you ate my food this morning and you're in the floor acting like a ass. Oh, come on, baby. Time out.
How the fuck is a five-year-old going to express their feelings? They don't know what they mean.
They don't have the words.
So it would be more like this. Get the fuck up before you get knocked the fuck out. I'm not playing with you. Get up, Chris, before I slap the black off of you.
Yeah, the thing I've learned, you know, parenting.
Don't worry, Chris.
There has
you won't slap much.
I used to be very black, but I was just horrible. And Miss Pat beat the shit out of me. No, it's the thing I've learned is your kids have to be not afraid of you, but they have to respect you. And they're not going to respect you if you're leaning down going, now tell me about your feelings.
You should be afraid of your parents. Absolutely.
You think so?
A good, healthy fear. Yeah.
I mean, I mean, all jokes aside, you ain't got knocked the shit out of, but I don't understand. Express yourself. You having a bad day. You're not having a fucking bad day. Rent is free. You have no bills. What happened? You having a bad day because your fucking crayon split? I don't understand. What are you talking about? Set your ass down.
Yeah.
If not, then they're going to be running you. I've seen kids in the store whooping their parents' ass, and I be want to jump in and help whoop the parents' ass because you letting this four-year-old whoop your ass.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
These parents I've never seen that. What?
Oh, yeah. She's not telling, she's not lying.
Especially when I lived in Plainfield. It was the most bullshit, and I just kept my mouth shut. Like my little neighbor next door. Oh, my God. That little girl would come out the house, and they'd be called the police, this bitch sitting on the roof.
I remember that.
On my motherfucking roof, and I'd have beat the shingles off your ass. Cause time you get your dumb ass on this roof and you slide the fuck off, they're gonna lock me up for being an unfit parent. I didn't even know you were fucking up there. There was so many times I knocked on that door. Get this motherfucker off the roof.
You had a gargoyle.
Yeah, that was, you know, kind of crazy shit. Be out here 6 o'clock. One day she had traffic backed up in her little. She snuck out the door. And she got in her little electric car and stopped in the middle of the street and had the traffic backed up. I'm beating on the door. Mama, see, I'm your daughter out here with a battery dead in her car, holding up truck.
You need AAA.
You need your ass beat.
It's definitely a white thing, and I see a lot of parents being run by their kids, by their toddler kids who need to be set.
There was some black ones.
I'm sure.
A lot of them.
But yeah. It's you got to set standards as a parent, and you got to tell them this is what's socially appropriate and this is what's not. And yeah, you can cry, but let's do it in a place that is not, you know, in the middle of the fucking store like a baby.
And then you have Miss Pat who say, yeah, you can cry, but I don't give a fuck. And if you get loud in this store, you might lose your teeth and they're going to have to run them up to put them back in your mouth.
See, I think your reaction to gentle parenting, that's just kidding. Gary Ann will do gentle parenting as a counter reaction.
Yeah, Gary Ann probably would do.
I bet Gary Ann was actually a really good kid, though. She probably had a smart mouth, but I bet you never really had to discipline her, did you? Because she seems like she just gets it.
I had to say a lot of shit the fuck up, Gary Ann. Shit the fuck up.
Now, Nike and Junebug.
Nike and Junebug didn't get a lot of whip. Nike was a crybaby. So I didn't, I'll be honest with you. After Ashley and Nakia, I really didn't whoop a lot because my husband would say, hey, sometimes words can hurt. Well, I'm like, I don't have the words that hurt. They used to motherfuckers and bitches.
I done used all my hurtful words already.
I've exhausted the supply.
They done heard it already.
I ran into Friday night. I ran into somebody that was Garrett's teacher. Excuse me. She called him Garrett. Junebug's teacher. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, I only met Miss Pat one time. She came into the classroom and she goes, listen, honey, I'm sorry. It's not you. You're just too nice. And he needs a mean teacher. So I'm sending him to Mrs. Cunningham. And it was Mrs. Coyle. She grew up two doors down from me as a kid, and she's a teacher now in like seventh grade. And she's like, yeah, Pat transferred Junebug out of my classroom because I was too nice. Every time I run into somebody from Plainfield that works at the schools, they always have a story about you and one of your kids like that. It's so funny.
Really? And always. I didn't even spend much time up there.
Always.
I went to one football game And, you know, I come from Atlanta. You know, we be out. The parents be like, hit that nigga. Kill him. And Jumbo like, Mama, come to my football game. And they was like, go, Connor. Go, Connor. Good job, Connor. And I was like, oh, hell no. I can't support my kids here. I'm going to get arrested. Oh,
I can't support my kids
here. She's not wrong. If you get too energetic at a place like Plainfield, people start getting worried. Especially if you're black.
Yeah. And so I said, Jumbo, I can't come up there. They're going to arrest me. So I'm not going to do it. I can't support you. I got to support you from the house. I said, because I cannot sit next to this white mama. Go, Connor. And he just missed all the fucking tackles. Connor suck ass. Somebody need to tell y'all that. I can't cheer on a child that's sorry. I mean, and
imagine if he talks to Connor like Matt Ryan. Fuck you, flatfoot, concrete foot motherfucker.
I can't support a child that's sorry.
I've told y'all this story. I've always been a real mother. I mean, just honestly, blunt, honestly. When Nakia tried basketball and his shoes would not stay on his feet, I said, come in, Nakia, we quit. This ain't for us. You like a goddamn fool.
You robbed him of future stardom.
He was much happier with niggas hitting on him in football than basketball.
How the fuck was he running out of his shoes?
I don't know. I tied him around his ankle like ballerinas.
Is he storing bacon in him?
I don't fucking know, but he was so fucking... I think he got one rebound at the end of the year. I don't think his mind could grasp the things you had to do in basketball. It was too fast and too much.
Yeah, it's a fast-paced game. You got to know... Yeah. His court awareness was just zeroing in on the food concession stand.
You know, he was like, you really need to put him in ballerina. But ballerina? What is it, ballerina?
Ballet. Oh, God.
I think I need to put him in ballerina.
Could you imagine if he was in ballet?
Because he had no coordination. He was horrible. He was fucking horrible. And he wasn't even fat at the time.
Did you ever have any interest in sports when you were in school?
She had two kids by the time.
I know. As soon as I asked it, I remembered she had like an 8-year-old by the time she was a senior in high school.
All right, Ashley, y'all take care. I got track practice.
I don't know. Let me ask that again. If you could go back in time and not get pregnant at 12, would you have played sports? Would you have liked to?
My coach at... I went to Kennedy Middle School and then I transferred back to elementary school because it was just the county that we was in. Mm-hmm. And my coach, my coach wanted me to throw the shot put because I was like, big girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to throw that heavy ass iron ball. I don't want to throw that heavy he's going to throw this goddamn ball, Patricia. So I threw that motherfucker and I slung the shit out of it. He was like, you good. I was like, at what?
I was shot put because my parents made me do track. I played shot put too because that's what the fat kids did.
Yeah, I wasn't fat, but Garyana played shot put.
Well, they, you used to have to go out there and do two laps. And I was so slow, I'd do one lap. And they're like, all right, good job getting two. Good job getting two. I was like, you're welcome.
Garyana was at high school in ninth grade and she went around the track so slow. And the lady called me, she said, Garyana thinks she's gonna win today, but she's not gonna win. She's been out here walking since after lunch and I'm gonna sit here and wait on her. And she had to do four laps. I think she got through probably about 4:30. I had to kill her.
She did a 5K in 5 years.
Garyana was crazy because she didn't want to be, she's a plus size girl. And, you know, she went to this all white school. So, you know, Plainfield had like one or two pools, I think. And because she went to the new high school.
Yeah.
And she did not want to swim. and swim was like one of their classes. Hmm. And so she's like, I need you to write me a note and tell these people I don't ever go off my period.
Oh, didn't she get caught at the pool at your apartment complex that next day or something?
Some shit. But I'm like, Ariana, nobody stay on their period. I did.
For a semester.
Boy, that Ariana did not like putting on no much. She wouldn't do it. She like she would jump in the water, her whole school outfit on.
I should talk to my friends who work at the school, because I probably have a dozen friends, the classmates that work at the school, and just go around to them and see what Garyana stories they have, because they always have the best. There's not a lot of Junebug stories, and Nikea obviously was a little too long ago, but Garyana just had the biggest mouth. And I guess they all talk about Garyana still, because she's so funny. And they had to try and discipline her, but she was too funny, so they like would be laughing under their breath, one teacher said, while trying to hold up the standards that they had to set. But she was just too quick.
She was quick, boy. But you know, the thing is, what I liked about Plainfish, she really like just jumped right in. Yeah. She probably struggled a little first year because the little white girls thought they were going to get away with calling her fat. But when she ate them bitches up, it was over. It was over. I mean, literally, everybody knew not to fuck with Garyana. Everybody.
Who was prom king or queen? Weren't one of your kids? Or
I was prom king.
Junebug?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was prom king.
I bet he was just fun. He's fun. He's good natured. I bet he was just a blast in school.
You know what was crazy? Because when we went on the Bert Kreischer cruise, he saw a lot of his classmates.
Really?
That's cool.
He saw a lot of his classmates. And he got sloppy drunk on that cruise.
That is one of the good things about Plainfield is like, I still, you know, ran into Megan at this place. We went to preschool together. You know, you have lifelong friends that you kind of hang out with because you all grew up in one small town.
How do you remember who you went to preschool with? I don't remember nobody from preschool.
Well, I didn't.
I remember preschool.
I didn't have generational trauma to deal with, so
I just grew up regular kids.
I wasn't in a bootleg house trying to get my Uncle Cecil to fuck, so I was just worried about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You had the easy life.
Yeah.
Thank God for that shit.
Yeah.
I gotta say thank you to Oklahoma City and where did I just come from?
Kansas City?
Oh, Oklahoma City and Kansas City. Y'all showed the fuck out. It was so much fun. So I just want to make sure I say thank them in the middle of the episode because you guys fucking rock. And I truly appreciate y'all. Can't wait to come back.
I saw so many crack babies in the group that went.
Yeah, I saw a lot of pictures.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Them shoes you had on. Where the hell you get them shoes from?
What's wrong with them?
Nothing wrong with them. I ain't never seen they look like boots, gator shoes, and then the company. I've never seen nothing like that before. Where the fuck you get them shoes from? Shoes, Chris?
No, I'm looking for them right now. Just so I
got
to ask
about those shoes all fucking weekend. What are those? And where you get those from? And you know, I'm the type of person, a lot of celebrities or people might not even, you know, say what they got, but you can really just take a picture of something and Google will tell you. It's a designer out of Canada named Jennifer Lee, and she makes these fire-ass shoes.
Are they boots?
They're boots.
Okay. They all type of shoes.
All I can see is the top here. Let me show you. This is what I got here. These are here?
Yeah.
There should be a picture on her Instagram with the boots, aren't there?
Okay.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram.
Okay.
No, everybody asked me about those boots, but I am Jennifer Lee, L-E-L-E, on Instagram. That's why I got those. She sells some sexy-ass shoes.
So the green part, is that leather or it's what is that?
Oscar dick.
Oscar dick?
He got grouch dick shoes.
What they
you got Sesame Street stiletto.
It looks like you took I guess the best way to describe them is like you took a character, an enemy from a character in a 90s TV show, and that was a Muppet, and turned them into shoes. It's like green scaly on the outside and white stuffing on the inside.
I think they Oscar scale. How you pronounce it? Ostrich.
Ostrich, yeah.
They're like that, and they're leather, and
these are great pictures of you, by the way. You look cute.
Yeah, it's a good outfit.
Thank you. I'm 52.
You look great.
Thank you. Well, yeah, everybody asks me about them. They're very comfortable, too. But I buy her shoes all the time.
Nice.
I like her. I like supporting small businesses. That's what I like to do.
Did she design any for you, or were you just picking ones that she had?
I'll just pick ones that she had. A lot of celebrities wear. What did y'all think about Cat Williams running at 4.9?
What?
Cat Williams ran the 40-yard dash, and they had a bunch of people out there blocking him.
That's a good time, isn't it?
For somebody his age, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, did you see that Shannon Sharp, while I'm looking for it, Shannon Sharp said he made in that one interview off of YouTube revenue as much as any peak year in his NFL career.
Hey,
that's
three times that is what he said.
Oh yeah,
the most he made in 1 year was $5 million. So
that's
he probably he probably made somewhere close to 18, 20.
Here is the the video.
Why the hell this man do this?
Oh, get up! Get up!
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, get up, get up, get up.
All he needed was a ball.
Oh, get up, get up, get up.
The fuck we got Cat Williams running the 40.
I know, right?
Because he's what? Didn't he say he's been running at 4.2 seconds?
That's pretty good.
Something like that.
That's the speed that Nikea thinks he could run it in.
What does he have to prove?
Nothing. He's continuing to kill these motherfuckers out here. Cold cat, go.
He's hot right now.
That's what I say. Huh?
He's hot right now. Get it while you can. Always hot.
I think people will always love Cat because, you know, he's did some of the funniest shit. He's original. He don't bow down to the industry. And I think that's what people love about him.
Yeah, I think he's brilliant. He's on a different thought level. You know, he's been one of my favorites. Pimp Chronicles, but that, what's the one that he just did? Did you see it? I can't remember the name of it. I have to go look. Anyway.
But he's a master of this comedy shit. And, you know, I don't give a fuck how much he called people out. You see that I ended up on Neighborhood Talk this week.
Mm-mm. For what? So what's Neighborhood Talk?
It's like the Shade Room. So okay. I went to, where did I go? Oh, I went to the Black Women in Hollywood event, right? And so Neighborhood Talk asked me, they said, well, what do you think about Monique? If you go to, you know how to get to Neighborhood Talk on Instagram?
The NAACP blocked it from my browser.
Yeah, right.
What?
Not joking. Oh, they have 1.8 million followers. They post a lot. And I don't understand any of it.
Did they tag you in it, Pat?
Oh, here we go. Miss Pat with two T's.
A lot of comedians love to make jokes about their personal lives, and sometimes that's what makes them so, you know, relatable to their fans. Recently, Monique made headlines because, you know, she made a joke about her issues with her son, and she received a lot of backlash from that. Being as though that you're in that world, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts is I mind my own business, and people talk about their kids the way they want to talk about their kids, and she talked about her son because I talk about my kids, too. I just don't talk about my kids like that. So I'm going to mind my business on that one, okay?
I literally heard this woman have an argument with her son before, and she told him to shut up because he had a push-pop dick.
Oh. You would tell him after that.
yes, you are fulfilled, but you can't help but laugh because it's so funny and so ridiculous.
Now, being as though you are a comedian.
That's funny, Push Pop Dick. I'm guessing you were talking about Nikea.
Yeah. But I was like, look, y'all, I ain't trying to start no shit with nobody.
Why do they always ask you about Monique? I swear, this has happened before, hasn't it?
Yes. Because we're two fat people. Two big black women, I guess. I don't fucking know.
you just get asked about the same Niecy Nash and what was that lady who had a game show?
I don't get into that. I'm not going to argue with anybody online. That's what I'm not going to do. Because I would give you my phone number and we would have a fucking conversation.
She has way too many people to argue with in her real life, people. She does not have time for your online arguments.
I don't. And I was like, you know, I was like, I don't know why they put that out like that. But I'm ready for the backlash, but I haven't gotten any. Thank God.
No, you didn't say anything bad there at all.
I was going to say, I don't think you said anything controversial. It's none of your business.
And everybody in the comments was backing you up.
Yeah, because I'm not arguing with no motherfucking body. I don't have time for it. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing on the neighborhood talk? I try to stay the fuck away from them gossip thing. I know people who work their asses off just to make it on that thing at least once a week. Y'all don't have to post Miss Pat, baby. I mean, Pat over here doing some DIY shit. Doing her own shit.
Silky,
I ain't got time for that.
Silky Chic says, now leave Miss Pat out of this. Why? Everybody's like, leave her alone.
Leave me. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Do you know what Junebug came and asked me today? He said, Mama, hey, do y'all know what liver cheese is?
No.
Look in my refrigerator and get that liver cheese, Portia.
It sounds terrible.
He was like, what the hell is this? He brought it to me. He had never seen it.
Liver loaf? Looks like,
are you
pork fat? It's not cheese, Dion, if I'm Googling it correctly.
That's it.
First of all, King Cotton. I'm not buying anything from King Cotton.
That's some kind we got right there. Oscar Mayer and liver cheese.
If you canceled Aunt Jemima.
Oh, that weak-ass, fake-ass lunch meat?
Yeah.
Pork livers, pork fat, water, salt, reconstituted onions, lactate, dextrose, and a bunch of other seed extracts, celery.
So my husband eats this shit. He loves it.
Ugh.
It's like hot dog without being cooked. It's disgusting.
Here you go.
I get liver loaf, like olive oil for the old-fashioned loaf, but like, why'd they call it liver cheese? It's not cheese.
Because it's sliced like cheese.
Ugh.
And Junebug was just blown away. He didn't know. He was like, what is this?
Does it smell horrible?
No, it tastes good.
Oh.
I don't eat it. But my husband don't get, my husband, he stay in that slave mentality.
That slave food, is it?
To me, it is. You must say, we ain't this poor. Why are we eating this? You ain't got to be poor to eat this. The fuck are you talking about?
Yes, you do. That's poverty packaging.
Yeah, I love old-fashioned loaf, and you could look at old-fashioned loaf and be like, that is disgusting poor people food, but they're, you know.
not that poor people food.
Thinking about it, just well, so feel like a roach is crawling on my back.
It's time for me to start my, how much time we did?
We're good. Yeah, we can wrap up.
So I'm going tomorrow for my colonoscopy. Y'all please pray that my asshole and heart and everything be okay. So I have to take...
they're doing a scope in the heart while they're up there?
Yeah, I was going to say...
How low is your
don't
heart?
Don't let that man touch your heart if he playing in your ass.
What are you going to? Hair care and tire center? Cardiovascular and colonoscopy all in one?
While I'm open.
What are you doing? You look like a charger.
So you got to have a bunch of diarrhea tonight?
Oh, my God. And then they give me these pills, and they don't do the liquid anymore. So they give you all of these pills. Wash your hand, baby. Just bring it to me. I make it. And I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. You have to. Johnny Andretti, he missed 1 year and he ended up dying of colon cancer because he skipped 1 year and they missed it. It was too late. My mom just got a mammogram. She's just had breast cancer surgery and they caught it really early. Her prognosis is really good. But her friend said, you've got to go get a mammogram. It's been a long time. She's like, I don't want to. And then went and did it. And fortunately, they caught it and she's going to be fine.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So you got to, night of a thousand waterfalls, as Bob and Tom says, you got to do it.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Okay. You know,
means you shit a lot. They make you take something and then you just you poop your brains out.
That's what you meant by waterfalls.
Yeah.
I thought you were making like
you used to have to drink this like
philosophical thought.
No, you used to have like a gallon of something that you had to drink, some barium juice or something, and then
don't do that anymore.
Yeah, now it's pills.
So now I'm going in here in 10 minutes and I gotta take like 12 pills at 4 o'clock. And I take another 12 at 8. So I'll probably be up all night with Vaseline around the crack of my ass.
I do not envy you.
You don't want your booty hole to get ashy.
I feel bad for you. I do.
I feel bad, but Vaseline.
Like I had diarrhea a couple days ago. You got to force that shit on yourself.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting ready for, my colonoscopy. So got to get the asshole checked and make sure ain't no little mushroom growing inside my booty hole. And you need to do the same, guys. Go get your booty holes checked because it's very, very important. It's, you're not gay when a camera go up your ass.
Well, let's put it some conditions on it, okay?
Thanks, Patricia Diddy.
Well, all right. With that said, I got to go get ready for my colonoscopy. And I would, the next podcast, I would tell y'all how wet it was. Make sure y'all get your tickets. Memphis and North Carolina, I'm on my way. Naples, Florida, I'm on my way April the 6th and 7th. We changed the date because I have to go to New York for one day. So April 6th and 7th at Off the Hook Comedy Club. L.A., I'm coming May the 3rd. Make sure you get your tickets. I will be a part of that Netflix is a Jokes whole festival. I'll be there the whole week doing something somewhere, somehow. So make sure y'all get your tickets, okay? Go to MissPatComedy.com. But Memphis and North Carolina, we almost sold out. Get the last few tickets so we can fucking party. With that said, thank y'all for joining us on another episode of The Pat Down. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.